This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, it is the weekend edition once again. We are back and we are live and we are here and you are there and... Folks, we got a telephone number as well. It's 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we continue into this weekend edition of the program. We hope, again, that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Those of you just joining us, we hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I heard from some of you over the holiday Thanksgiving time, and I really do appreciate it. And, yeah, we had a pretty good Thanksgiving ourselves, and we had some really good weather. I think it was kind of almost picture perfect. As I mentioned once before, we've had Thanksgiving here in Southern California when during the time of having an actual Santa Ana wind event. I got to tell you, when it's 80-something degrees outside and the winds are blowing literally, you know, just at 50 miles an hour or something, it's no fun. It doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel fallish. It doesn't feel like, well, it's Thanksgiving time and so forth. But we had some pretty good weather, and I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving as well, and certainly a time to reflect on the many blessings that we have, not just as a nation, but, of course, personally as well. So, and I don't know, hopefully you didn't eat too much. I really tried to make a dent in that this year. But it is the kickoff to the holidays, folks. It is the kickoff to the holidays, and, of course, following Thanksgiving comes Black Friday. And we've got an interesting story about Black Friday to tell you about here in just a moment. But, of course, our top story is the return of many of these hostages, some 24, we understand. So far, there apparently are going to be more, but certainly no Americans were part of this, exchange up to this point. President Biden even saying that he does not know the conditions of the Americans. But no matter where these hostages hail from, whether they're from Israel or from Thailand, I think some were from the Philippines as well, or the United States of America, wherever they're from, all the hostages should be released, and they should be released immediately. As I said in hour number one, having these hostages taken in the first place is what started all of this, the attack on October 7th. And so somehow, some way, just watch, because it's I think it's happening already. Hamas is going to be able to use this and parlay this to try to garner more support. As ironic and ridiculous as that sounds, they will try to garner more support by showing how I guess, magnanimous they're being, or they're just really trying to help and trying to get these hostages back and, you know, get to big bad Israel. And I'm not trying to oversimplify or be facetious in any way. But I am trying to demonstrate through the absurdity of that. We shouldn't even be here. We shouldn't even have this problem at this time. And again, just to recap my thoughts about this, now they're looking at the truce. The president was also asked about whether or not the truce would be extended perhaps. But Hamas isn't looking to have a truce so that they can achieve peace. They're looking for a truce so that they can build up again, so that they can come at it a different way. The pounding is too much. And so I think that's the reason they're reaching out to the international community. They're trying to keep this whole thing going in terms of perception, because they need to get back to that baseline where they feel that they can do more damage to Israel. This from Breitbart: Hamas chief thanks Iran for the victory following the Israel hostage deal. Hamas terror leader Ismail Haniyeh graciously thanked the world's most prolific state sponsor of terrorism, that would be Iran, on Thursday for its, quote, firm support against the ongoing military operation by Israel to eradicate the group in its stronghold of Gaza. Well, yes, that is exactly what Israel's trying to do. They're trying to eradicate Hamas and the ability for Hamas to do operations. What else do you expect them to try to do? They're not trying to eliminate the Palestinians. They're not trying to eliminate the people that live in Gaza. They're trying to eliminate the group Hamas. Arguably, that is easier said than done. It's hard to know exactly what that looks like to be able to achieve an end result. But for the time being, Israel has no choice but to disintegrate Hamas wherever it finds it. It's just that simple. Because you think it was bad now, these hostages being taken and the people that were massacred on that day, it will become 10 times worse. And this kind of stuff to go out there, oh, well, thank you, Iran, your firm support against the ongoing military operation. You know, just it's almost laughable that they're really serious about this. But there are a lot of people around the world taking them very seriously. Haniyeh appeared to credit Tehran's theocratic rulers for playing a role in an agreement with the Israeli government to pause the Israeli Defense Forces operation in Gaza and free some convicted terrorists, there you go, folks, in exchange for Hamas freeing some Israeli hostages. And again, I think we know that there were some others, I believe, that might have been in there as well. Hamas is believed to have taken about 250 hostages during an unprecedented string of atrocities on October 7th, as we know. That day, a wave of Hamas terrorists invaded Israel. And again, they went into the music festival and so forth, into people's homes, their houses. It's, again, something that is so difficult to even process, right? But when we come back, folks, we got a lot more to talk about. If you'd like to join us this morning on this weekend edition, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We will see you on the other side. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back as we continue through this weekend edition of the program. And it could be a hunk of burning love. We've got a lot to talk about. we're burning at the airwaves talking about stuff this morning, and we're glad that you're there. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and we certainly hope that you have a great week ahead of you as well. And because now, folks, it is officially the kickoff of the holiday season, of the Christmas season as well. And that means, of course, shopping, and it means Black Friday, and it means all kinds of stuff like that. And we're going to tell you more about that as we continue through the morning. But let's head on over to line number one. Our friend Backgammon Bob is on the line this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob, and how are you, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. Very good, Kyle.
Excellent.
Anyway, I just wanted to say one thing.
Sure.
Maybe two or three things. Who the heck knows? But the first thing I want to mention was that we need to get out and vote early this year. We need to get bank up votes ahead of time. We can't have late voting, and that helps prevent voter shenanigans and stuff like that that happens. And the main thing that we need to do is to concentrate also on the down ballot races too, is we need to get a veto proof majority in the House and the Senate, preferably. I don't know if it's possible or not, but that can override a lot of stuff. And the second thing is that the reason we need to get that is we need to get the border wall started up and get things back into this country as they should be. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing. All right. That's it, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Beckham and Bob. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right.
And that's Beck M. and Bob, everybody. Appreciate his telephone call very much. And, yes, well, of course, the voting early. And of course, by the way, Beck M. and Bob wasn't saying vote early and vote often. He was saying vote early. but, no, I appreciate so much what he's saying, because it always seems to happen that, you see, the Democrats know that they are going to have these banks of votes. They are voting early. And it's not just about fighting fire with fire. It's about adopting some of these tactics that also seem to be very helpful, insofar as that if you vote early and you get it done, then you're not going, something else can't come up as you head towards election day or on election day. And that way, of course, yeah, we have to get those votes in the bank. And it's
Democrats believe.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Beck. Go ahead, Bob.
The Democrats believe that good voting takes lots of practice.
That's right. So they do think vote early, vote often, I'm sure. but you're right. And that's the thing. And, you know, so if people understand that you're in a game for all the marbles, you know, it's really no longer, well, you know, candidate A wins, candidate B wins. It's really not going to change much. And that's sometimes, I hate to say sometimes that there's an attitude or a point of view like that. But I think we're seeing go ahead.
We need to win these local elections and win not just the House, the Senate, all that, but like school board stuff and like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where the real changes can be made.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, everybody focuses, for understandable reasons, on the top of the ticket, who's going to be the president. But just as we've seen in so many examples, if the president doesn't have the Congress, the House or the Senate, or both, it makes the agenda very, very difficult to get through. Meanwhile, down the ballot, as you're talking about, you have different local officials or state officials, and they're getting in, but they don't have your values or they don't have your point of view. So that's going to just frustrate everything in terms of real change or real continuity for our society. Exactly.
Can I ask you a question, Kyle?
Of course.
Can a presidential executive order be undone by the Congress?
That's a good question. I know that executive orders are typically undone by the incoming president. So as long as it's a lawful order, well, we'll check on that. I don't know if you'd have to have some kind of supermajority or something like that. But typically, this is what happens when a president comes into office. They take all those executive orders, which weren't a legislation, right? But they carried the force of law, for lack of a better term, and they come in and they just undo them. Yeah.
If the president has unlawful executive orders, because some of Biden's executive orders have contravened the law, being some of his border orders, immigration orders, things like that, are totally illegal. Obviously, if entering the country illegally is illegal, then ordering border guards to cut fences, have people come, I don't know if that's executive order or not, but if that's, then Congress should be able to undo them, I would think.
Well, and of course, what you'd also have is you'd have the legal challenges. This is always what jammed up President Trump as well. He would issue an order, and then suddenly there would be a challenge to it, and some judge would put a stay on that order, and it takes time then to work through. So there is a legal strategy to all that, or a legal weapon, for lack of a better term, that can be used when there's an executive order.
I think part of the legal strategy is the Democrats shop their judges into heavily courts that are heavily illiberal courts and stuff like that. And Republicans need to do some of the same things, because if they get the right rulings, then the Democrats overrule us. Well, my God, we can do the same thing. All right, I guess that's it for tonight, Kyle.
Thanks, Beck M. and Bob. Take care. Have a great weekend. All right. Beck M. and Bob, right, everybody. Yeah, take care. And, well, you know, again, what he's talking about, the idea of shopping the judges and so forth, yeah, that's exactly what we see happening. And, you know, definitely when these things do get into the court system, theoretically they can go all the way to the Supreme Court. And again, this is why elections have consequences. This is why these things matter. Because if you're able to appoint you know, two or three justices over your one or two terms, your legacy and the basic constitutional interpretation is going to stick for years and years and years and years. And that's why even, you know, just simply having the Biden administration come in, right, can potentially do so much damage to that. Because, again, you don't want to have interpretations that are simply activist, that are simply going to follow the sort of dictates of the present day, you know, thinking in that regard. It has to be rooted in strong constitutional foundational interpretation. And this is these are all winning points. And I'm so glad Backham and Bob brought all this stuff up, because these are winning points for elections, right? And even so, if you have those who might not necessarily consider themselves conservative or Republican or don't want to vote for a conservative Republican, you know, they may see things in a different light if it can be shown that, you know, having decisions made that don't seem to really follow the Constitution, you know, that's at least a starting point. Because people do see, and I do think if you got to the nitty gritty with some folks, and some people are going to be galvanized. I mean, they're going to be polarized over to this side or that side. And more than likely, anything that you tell them, or that there really isn't anything that you could tell them that would make them really change their mind, go, you know, I've just been such a fool, I haven't seen it like this, you know, they're dug in. And we know, you know, we even know some personalities like that, right? They're dug in, and that's it, and you're not going to change them politically, right? But I think that you're going to have some people out there who are going to say, you know, and almost like with President Trump, when candidate Trump back in 2016 was saying, look, I mean, you've tried it this way for so long. Things haven't gotten better. And you keep electing the same people, and they keep doing the same thing, and it never really changes. And then finally, you know, you just throw up your hands and think the whole thing is not worth it anymore. But that's not really true. And so having these, having judges that are elected as well, not just appointed, but elected, I mean, people really just have to pay attention to this kind of stuff. And so I think one of the jobs of people like myself, but also you've got people in different political positions, and that is to show that, no, it's not a lost cause. You know, this America is not a lost cause. It hasn't gotten so bad that it's just unrecoverable, and we absolutely have to continue with that promise. The shining city on a hill is something we continue to strive for. And when people see stuff that's happening around them like it is right now, believe me, they would love to hear about the shining city on a hill. Stay right there, folks. Coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Continuing here through the weekend edition. And, I don't think they're walking in L.A. as much because they were able to fix that interchange. Terrible, terrible fire that happened there. And, they said the heat was so hot that it was really starting to threaten the nearby buildings. What they thought was going to take 3 to 5 weeks or so was actually done pretty quickly. And so that is ultimately a good thing. But, of course, not a whole lot of traffic, hopefully, over the Thanksgiving holiday and also over Black Friday, which, by the way, folks, evidently Black Friday was maybe a little bit tamped down this week. This from Reuters. A lot quieter Black Friday brings out discount hunters. This shoppers took to stores across the world on a Black Friday that appeared subdued. Compared with prior years, looking for discounted electronics, clothing, and household goods to the kickoff to the holiday shopping season, crucial to big retailers. Brokerage TV Cowen lowered its U.S. holiday spending estimate to 2% to 3% growth from 4 to 5% as it forecast flat Black Friday traffic. Discounts in October and November removed the excitement and urgency of Black Friday. People have always got what they want, according to David Klink, senior analyst at Huntington Private Bank, which owns shares of Walmart and Target. There are so many big-screen TVs and Alexa you can buy. Or rather, there are only so many big-screen TVs and Alexa you can buy. Well, that's kind of true. You know, a lot of people, especially throughout the year, and people that I know, typically, they will say to me, well, you know, we get stuff through the year. If we need it, we get it. You know, we have to go, we need to have this or that. You know, you don't typically wait
for the big sales at the end of the year for stuff that you really feel that you need, at, you know, sometime in the middle of the year. But, of course, Black Friday, and I've got a friend of mine, and he kind of traditionally heads out, like, early in the morning. It's like a trek, or it's like a hunt of some sort. He goes out, he goes to all these places, like literally at the crack of dawn, right? And comes back, and he's got all this stuff for his family and his kids and stuff. And so, I don't know. I said, no, it's not me. I'm not going to go out that early and so forth. But some people do. And sometimes they make kind of a day out of it, or they make it fun. But what's not fun, obviously, is the inflationary problems that we've seen. The fact that wages haven't kept pace. We all know that. And also the fact that people, I think, are looking to see what's going to happen next. Yes, gas prices have come down, but they're still very high. And I think a lot of people, and this is just anecdotal, but a lot of the people that I talk to kind of say, well, you know, I'm not going to go crazy at Christmas time this year. And I think that's probably wise to a great degree, only because, again, people are looking at purchasing the things that they absolutely have to have, like energy, whether it be gas in their car, whether it be electricity at their home or water for their home, groceries, this kind of stuff. If you've got kids in school, if you've got, you know, all these things really just take priority, and then there might be other stuff left over. But you never know. Let's see. With many consumers squeezed, again, back to the article, with many consumers squeezed by persistent inflation and high interest rates, U.S. holiday spending is expected to rise at the slowest pace in 5 years. Most major retailers slashed their seasonal hiring. Retailers will likely continue to discount throughout the season to avoid inventory gluts at year end. Well, you know, one of those things, too, that's happening, again, the slowest pace in 5 years, goes back to that question. In late last week, before we had Thanksgiving holiday, I was saying, you know, there's a question. There's a question that the Democrats don't want to ask. They don't want you to ask this question. They don't want you to analyze this question. They don't want you to think about this question. They want you to simply avoid this question, right? But it is a central question. And sort of reminds me of that Star Trek episode, right? It was one of the best that ever was done, called City on the Edge of Forever, right, where they meet this portal, this portal thing, and it starts speaking. And it says, you know, I've waited basically, you know, thousands or millions of years or something, and I've awaited a question. And it's a great way of starting off a story, right? Starting off storytelling, and this, you know, they were able to send him through time, and they have this adventure and so forth. But nevertheless, it is a question, a central question, the most important question that you could have going into this election season. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's not just are you better off in terms of how much are you making and how much can you spend and what's your ratio to how much your income to expenses. That's not just the only part of the question. The question is kind of all encompassing. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you safer? Right? Are you happier? I mean, yeah, we'll throw that in there. Are you less stressed? Are you watching the world with the expectation that the world is getting better, or the expectation that the world is getting worse? Now, my point of view is always going to be that we're going to make things better, right? Through leadership and through good policy and thoughtful approaches to what's happening around the world, and to do the right thing. Whatever that thing is in the moment to do, you expect your elected leaders to do it and not have it simply be partisan, or, you know, necessarily, because when it comes to war, invasion, terrorism, threats to Americans. Right now, as we're talking, Americans are being held hostage by Hamas. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat president, you have to do the right thing, right? You have to make things better. So I'm under no illusions that, you know, things happen in the world and it seems worse, but I do believe that we can make things better, and we should. That's what we need to do. These are the things that we pass on to the next generation. We do our best to make it better. But if we're falling behind and it's getting worse and we're not doing anything about it, well, that's for shame, right? But are you better off? Are you better off with your finances? Are you better off with safety? Do you feel that crime is, you know, coming under control? Well, of course, it's not coming under control. If anything, it's getting out of control. You have these DAs, and you have this entirely almost alien philosophy about how we're going to deal with the criminal element. And that transcends, by the way, transcends race and so forth. That's not the issue. The issue is whether or not we're going to have collectively the attitude that we need to enforce the law. It's very, very simple. But this first Black Friday, this Black Friday, I should say, of this year, of 2023, evidently might have been a little bit more muted than others. And again, it all goes back to the idea, are you better off? And do you want to spend more on stuff that you might typically do on the day after Thanksgiving? Or are you looking to see what's going to happen next? So once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number if you'd like to be part of the program as we go through this weekend edition. When we come back from the break, by the way, we'll be joined, of course, after our second Trucker Traveler Report. We'll be joined by Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's going to be with us here on the weekend edition, and I am very, very, very interested to find out what she thinks about the hostage swap, where we go from here, and whether or not there will be some real pressure, and could, and I'm going to anticipate, I don't think Benjamin Netanyahu is going to ever say, yeah, we'll just extend this this truce. I don't think he'll do that. But interesting to see where this pressure could come from. And would it be coming from, I don't know, the American government? Well, could be. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Let me start off with 2 words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Where we
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It's the weekend edition. It is flying by the way. And I don't know if you're like me. I tried to mitigate the amount of turkey that I did end up consuming on Thanksgiving. I tried to be good. I think I was good. I was good this year. We had a great time, and I hope that you did, too. As we remember our many blessings, of course, that we have, and wherever you are, whatever you were doing, I hope that you were able to reflect on that a little bit. Collectively, of course, these are the kinds of things that really do bring us together, right? They don't tear us apart; they actually bring us together. So, welcome back, everybody, and of course, it's time for the second Trucker Traveler Report. I think we got a great song this hour. And it's really one of my favorites, going back to one of Linda Ronstadt's, one of her great albums back in the late 70s, I believe. This is Back in the USA.
Well, the seas to the U.S.
Linda Ronstadt back in the USA, and that is a really good one. And again, this the musicians she had on that album, and of course her own vocal abilities and so forth, just came together, and that's actually a really, really great album, as I recall. And I think it's got some other songs that were pretty big hits for her, like Ooh Baby Baby, if I recall correctly. There was a time you couldn't turn on an FM radio station, right, without hearing Linda Ronstadt and those kinds of songs. So at any rate, folks, there she is, Linda Ronstadt, one of the great ones. And we've got a lot more to tell you about in terms of the weather that we're seeing out there this weekend. Just to kind of recap what we saw just last hour, we do have some snow in New Mexico. In fact, as it looks, we got a lot of snow on the radar map as we head in to early Saturday morning. If you're coming east out of Gallup, New Mexico, which is another song, by the way, Route 66, right? Gallup, New Mexico. I-40, which is historic Route 66, obviously. You've got rain and snow as you're coming through Pruitt, if I pronounced that correctly, Blue Water, then down towards Grants. This is also going to head up north, northeast, up to Pueblo Pintado, and then through Cuba, Coyote, as well, and then Santa Fe, New Mexico right now, Albuquerque, you both got snow, and then coming out of Albuquerque, I-40, all the way over towards Tucumcari, you got snow coming across, and then Amarillo, Texas, just keeps on going there. You'll be out of it, though, when you come out of Amarillo a little bit. Then, of course, in central and eastern Nebraska, you've got snow in that area, and if you're going to be traveling across I-80, you've definitely got snow in the Kearney area as you head towards Lincoln, but Lincoln looks clear right now. Sioux City, Iowa, snow there. Snow east of Des Moines, Iowa, again, as you travel out I-80. So be careful of that because that's what we're seeing there. And then I think there was a little bit more snow. It's a little bit of rain mixed with snow. This near Winslow, Arizona. Okay, I don't have to remind you why that's important. Winslow, Arizona, with the Eagles song, of course. But Holbrook, you got rain mixed with snow as well. And this is going to be, of course, east of Flagstaff, coming out I-40. This morning. So do be careful out there, everybody. We continue with some winter weather watches. We got freeze warning coming all the way down through the California Central Valley, starting up around Redding, heading all the way down to Bakersfield. And then also we've got a freeze warning now out in the high desert. If you're coming up Interstate 15 out of Barstow and Baker heading up to Las Vegas, where they also have a freeze warning heading into the weekend time. So do be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece, and we want you to be want you to not freeze either. So just be aware of that. Be careful. All right, folks. Well, it's the weekend edition, as we said, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And, of course, we've got our good friend and our guest, Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving to start off with.
I did. Thank you. You too.
Excellent. Thank you. Of course we did. And ended all too soon, of course. But I'm so glad that you're here, Denise, because obviously we got this prisoner swap going on. And I know that everybody would love to hear what you think about this.
Well, I think it was very much a slap in the face between Iran and Hamas that they did not release any Americans. I think Biden has been rather flippant while he is on his little Thanksgiving vacation here. He was asked about it when he was and his entourage were walking through town, and he just was really kind of indifferent about it. I found that.
Yeah, why isn't there more outrage? And you're right. I mean, he claimed to have done so much diplomatic action, calling all these leaders from the Oval Office, et cetera, but no Americans got released.
Yeah, and Hamas has been releasing a list the day prior to the exchange, if you will, so they knew up front if that list is accurate, and it appears that necessarily that it is. Very happy, however, for those who were able to get those family members and whatnot, were able to reintegrate those that were released, including the four children. I'm very, very happy about that for sure. And it has to be somewhat almost bittersweet because, you know, so many families were, you know, like living on edge to see if they were going to be included in, you know, their family members are going to be included in this. And so it has to be really tough.
Well, sure.
So all of these Palestinian protests going on, it's who says this was all fake and whatnot, and across the country, really across the world, now it's shameful. They really have egg on their face. But they continue to protest, don't they?
Well, of course, of course. And one of the things, too, that I wanted to ask you about was this notion, and the president was asked about whether or not the truce would be extended. Do you think there's any way that Netanyahu and the Israeli government would say, well, sure, yeah, we'll extend the truce?
I think that the Israeli intelligence apparatus, his war cabinet and so forth, they're very aware of the possibilities of Hamas trying to drag this thing out.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I think that, you know, they're working on several of those scenarios.
Indeed. Denise, hold on right there. Folks, the hour news is coming right up. When we come back, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.